It's the 71st episode of the Lead Cosplay Podcast. I'm Holly.
And I'm Kevin. So loud. Wait, am I going
That's my favorite. Yeah, you right. Come on. Woo! Guys, we're back. Hi.
Yes.
It's been months.
2 weeks since you thought of me.
Since you looked at me.
Oh. I'm good at making up songs. Anyway.
It's been months.
July.
June. What,
the end of June. What's now?
Mid-June. It's September.
Early September. Well, it's been a couple of months, yeah.
Yeah.
Took a little break.
Yep. Oh, no. I don't know why. It was just like we stopped. I mean, there's no excuse.
No. Well, yes.
What?
We started daily vlogging. So for people that don't follow our YouTube channel, just listen to us.
We promised that the vlog wouldn't interfere. I think we just had to get used to the vlog. Now we're, you know, we've been doing it for
51
days now. So I think we can handle it better. Plus, I'm going to be taking a break from my job and be doing temporary Elite Cosplay full time.
When's that going to happen?
That might help. Soon.
Oh.
Soon.
Well, she told me this before the podcast, so we could actually talk about it in private.
Such a freaking liar. Anyways, yes. We do have a daily vlog now. It's on our channel. You've probably seen it. But the podcast is back, and we're sorry it went away. We didn't mean for it to necessarily.
Yes.
It wasn't like we were like, screw the podcast.
No.
No.
We're just busy. Well, I mean, the podcast kind of paused.
Like right when we started traveling a lot.
Anime Expo.
Yeah,
and then after Anime Expo, we had
Quebec
and then New York.
Yeah. So we were, and then we were doing shoots in between that.
Yes.
So, yeah.
It's been a little bit busy for us.
Yeah. And it's actually hard to like wrangle people to the podcast, you know. There's luckily been a few of you that listen that have been like super nice and willing to just come on the podcast, and there's been like no issues. But week to week basis. it's a little difficult. It ends up being just Kevin and I a lot, or Rebecca comes, but you know, she just does it because she's nice. And I have to think of all the content. So maybe I was a little burnt out. But I'm back. We're back.
Excellent.
Talk about a couple of things. Talk about ourselves. And yeah, get back in the swing of things. This article that I saw, it was posted at the end of August. So maybe like 10 days ago. The only reason why I saw this is because I actually got on Twitter, and one of the people we follow on Twitter had mentioned this, and I had to freaking dig to find this. Like, no one was linking it. They were just in upsetness about this. So there's this website called therichest.com. I think I'm gonna make this up from what I saw real quickly. I think it used to be a site that just talked about like the richest people.
Okay.
So like lists of like, you know, like
top 10 richest people
in the world, and then like the richest artists, you know, whatever. But now they've turned into a really horrible version of BuzzFeed, where it's just lists of things.
Yeah.
So 10 things, blah blah blah. 12 things, blah blah blah, and it has nothing to do with this. But the thing that people were upset about is 15 childhood characters ruined by Jessica Nigri.
Okay. I can see that.
This is what... I'll read this let's try it as quick as I can. If you're unfamiliar with the gaming world, then the name Jessica Nigri probably means nothing to you, but if you're the type to subscribe to Twitch, know the name of every game sequel about to be dropped in 2017, and have attended what is known as a comic convention...
Wow, this is...
Then Nigri has probably been shoved down your throat one time or another. We're sorry to say, but this is going to be one of those times. Since the internet sensation's instant success in 2009 when she dressed up as the infamous sexy Pikachu, Jessica Nigri has slowly put her foot in the door of the gaming community. Nigri's rise was slow, hitting a peak in 2013 when her fan page hit 1 million likes and now has 4.5 million likes.
Peak.
Yes.
And that's it. That's what
no,
they
no,
call
it. Hitting a peak.
But it's still going up.
I don't
so
know.
This is a poorly written article.
I'm just
sorry.
Reading what this says.
No, let's give me the TLDR here. So it's the 15 characters ruined by her.
So what's the catch? Jessica's a self-proclaimed cosplayer, someone who attends up in nerdy costumes and address and goes to conventions.
This is a bit patronizing for us.
And many more. Sure. Yeah, that's what I'm reading. Okay.
Sorry. Sorry. I'm offering my live commentary because this is the first time I've ever heard of this.
Oh, and did I mention all these costumes? All of these costumes to be extremely provocative and almost bearing cleavage. I have to give it to the girl. She found a niche, capitalized on it, and made thousands, if not millions, from it. But in between the over-amplification of already fake breasts, the excessive makeup, and an extremely fit body, Nigiri has unfortunately sought her rise to fame by over-sexualizing some not-so-sexy characters, even children. Jessica Nigiri has shown talent before in making extremely accurate and well-put-together cosplays, so it's a shame to see her fall below par. To show you what we mean, here are 15 worst Jessica Nigiri cosplays. It's pretty rude article.
Yeah.
And then it
goes
into
like
the
someone
list.
Written by
like someone who didn't
Reddit.
Know anything. someone who didn't know anything about her and then like did some Google searches and was like, God, you know, like it's kind of like shamming almost.
A little bit, yeah.
But the list is Freddy Krueger.
There's a sexy Freddy Krueger.
Ash Ketchum, Mario, Umbreon, Vegeta, Litten, Tiny Tina, Slow King, Assassin's Creed, Teemo, Pikachu, Ewok, Iron Man, Rick and Morty, and Cubone. Yes. The Rick and Morty one, I'm just going to go ahead and say, is not the best one she's done. It doesn't look like...
anything.
Rick.
No. She should have, like, spiked her hair or something.
I know, and the wig. She's wearing a long wig, and it doesn't look like Rick's hair. That's probably
those
half the
who
reason.
Follow the podcast know my general sentiment towards her. It does. It would probably echo very closely.
To you wouldn't be that mean, actually. You wouldn't. Yeah,
but
really condescending.
In saying that she found a niche and capitalized on it.
Yeah, no, and that's fine. But like, you're not like mean about it. You're just like, I just don't particularly care for her, and like that's your opinion, and people respect it, and a lot of people like her and beg to differ with you. But you don't like. You're not like a dick about it.
Oh, sure.
Or I don't think you are.
Okay.
Or maybe you are, and
maybe
I've called you out on it before.
Yeah, I think so.
But
I mean,
but anyways,
getting pied in
the
face.
Do you need a list? And then what's funny, so 15 childhood characters ruined by Jessica Nigiri. And then earlier this year, in May 19th, 15 hottest Jessica Nigiri cosplays ever on the same website.
Uh-huh. And yeah.
So they got a list of the hottest ones.
And the worst ones that
and
she's
then
ruined?
The ones that she's ruined.
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 Jessica Nigiri is undeniably the queen of cosplay. So they're very different tones.
It could be different writers.
They
Did
are
you
different
check?
Writers.
Okay, well, there
they're
you go.
Both written by females. I don't know if that matters, but...
Mm.
Yeah.
Well, I mean,
I just thought it was funny that I went to that one where it was like talking about how she ruined, and then there was a link to the other one, and I was like, what?
Well, it's matching on keywords. Anyway, I mean, if they get paid on clicks, you know, one will definitely get more clicks than... Actually, both probably get a lot of clicks because those both sound like some things that people would search
for. Oh, yeah, people that, like, don't like her would feed off of the other one, and then people that are, like, probably Google, like, Jessica Nigiri hot cosplays or something.
Exactly.
That'll come up.
Jessica Nigiri Rule 34, stuff like that.
Right.
Is that even real? I don't know.
Isn't Rule 34 like Nakey sex times?
It's like animated. I don't know. I don't know what I'm at.
I thought it was like porn. like the porn version.
It is.
Oh. Then she's not doing the porn version.
Well, I'm saying like some fan drawings of her.
Oh.
I don't know. Anyway, I was just joking.
Man, that goes deep.
It does.
That's like a Rule 34 squared.
Inception on itself.
Yeah.
Sure.
Anyways, what do you think about it? I don't know. I think the
fact that we're talking about her right now is what she all she cares about, right?
No, like, I don't. It doesn't matter. It's just I like people getting really upset about it on Twitter, and it's like this website is such BS.
Oh yeah.
Like if you actually looked at the website, like away from that article, like went to their homepage and saw how much crap and poop is on there, you'd be like, oh, I shouldn't take this seriously.
Says the woman that reads Delisted every day.
Delisted is not crap poop. It's great.
And
anyone want to read Celebrity Gossip? Delisted.com. Shout out.
Is this not the same as Celebrity Gossip? You're just reading Celebrity Gossip right now.
No, this is 15. I hate lists. I hate poop like that.
So lists are Holly's poop.
No, because we've written articles with lists. It lists like saying stuff like, oh, you know. Like, magazines and crap have been doing lists forever, but it's the, like, I don't know, I think BuzzFeed kind of just took that and then just amplified it, and now you're just sad, and the list is, always just makes you feel incomplete.
Just find out. Click here.
Yep.
10 awesome tips for great abs. Click now.
Isn't it more like,
I don't know. Anyway,
Kevin did this one workout, you won't believe what he looks like now.
Yes,
there you go.
That's exactly what it is.
I want to say we're going to be in Vegas at the end of October.
Okay.
I think like what, the 26th, 27th, 28th or something? No, 27, 28, 29, something.
Yeah,
like
something
that.
Something like that. It's a Thursday through a Saturday.
Yeah. And we are going to open up one shoot for, what is it called? The Valley of Fire.
Valley of Fire.
That's like, what is it, like an hour and a half away from Vegas or something?
About an hour, yeah.
Yeah, it's a little bit out. But if any of you live in that area, which, you know, is a big circle either either way of all those, you know, Nevada, I don't know, Arizona, whatever. Yeah, be on the lookout for that. There's just going to be one spot because that's what we have time for. But we've always wanted to photograph there. And since we're going to be down there, why not?
Sure.
So, yay. We love doing shoots outside of cons. That's our favorite. We do better stuff.
Sure. No, I'm just giving you a hard time, yeah. It is a lot easier outside of cons. I mean, our shoots are generally outside of cons.
No, all of our shoots are outside of cons now. Like, the 2016 year, we did not photograph at a con, which was, like, so much. Do you agree? I mean, now that we're done, we're pretty much done with our, we're done with our con season now.
Mm-hmm.
How did you like this year? Because we changed the way we did photo shoots for 2016.
Yeah. What was the first one that we did?
A SakuraCon.
Right.
Which was easy for us because we live here.
I mean, we treated each other one like that. I think it was fine. Yeah. I liked it a lot. It was a lot less
people. We got to see areas what we, didn't normally get to see.
Sure.
And yeah, there's not, we weren't like fighting for space in the area.
Yep.
So, it's stressful.
It is.
But better photos, more time to take.
Yeah,
which is good. All right. Well.
Good. Adequate.
I feel like you're not talking.
I mean, yeah, I'm doing okay.
Why don't you do your commercial?
Do my commercial? All right. Well, thank you for tuning in to the 71st episode of the Elite Cosplay Podcast. This episode is brought to you by us.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
Hey, good job, us.
If you'd like to purchase and support us.
Purchase and support us.
Man,
you can buy me and Kevin.
Yeah. Sure.
You purchase
can.
And support us.
Just email us and you'll find out our pricing. Anyway, if you'd like to support us, I haven't done one of these in a while, so please excuse my stumblingness. Blah, blah, blah. All right.
You can go to elitecosplay.com/Amazon.
Oh, I was going to say, you can go to elitecosplay.com/shop and purchase one of our shirts.
Yay.
We have our Eat Sleep So shirt still behind us on Sasha.
Mm-hmm.
And we also have our cosplay shirt.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Good prices. Really soft shirts. Kevin put one on the other day and he was like, oh.
Yeah.
Like he forgot how soft they were.
Yeah. Yeah. And if you do ever need any cosplay supplies, though, if you make any purchases from the Amazon link that's in our description below, or you can visit elitecosplay.com/Amazon, that'll take you. Yeah, you can purchase any cosplay
item there. It'll just take you to the regular Amazon page, and you can do your regular shopping there, and we will get a small kickback from that.
Yes.
And it will support us.
Yep.
Yay.
Yes. Yes, excellent. But
that was really rusty.
It is. It is. Well, it's because Amazon changed some of their language, so we might have to adjust the ad a little bit to match it appropriately.
Sorry.
Yeah, that's okay, though.
Just for this once, we'll keep it.
Sure, we'll just say that it's the old one. But yeah, what's happened, actually, since the last podcast? We were at the Dota thing.
Oh, yeah, like Kevin was a cosplay contest judge.
Yeah,
along with Athena, who's...
we photographed before.
Yeah, and one of the people that was running the contest
also
themselves.
Also a cosplayer. Forgot her name, unfortunately.
I can't remember.
Sorry.
She's from Romania, though.
Yes, Romania. But the other cosplay events that they put on were crazy. Like the...
These people put on in Manila.
Manila,
that one,
yeah.
We watched that one. That one was crazy. But they were talking about it with us because we were backstage with them. They actually chose Kevin because he was a dude. They didn't want the panel to be all women.
Yes, they wanted some diversity there.
The Manila thing they were telling us about, where we were talking about it with them, and we were like, yeah, there was a lot of like
super high quality stuff.
Super high quality, and they were like, oh yeah, it was great, and all of them were guys.
Oh,
there
in
were
the
no,
cosplay. Well,
there was like barely any female cosplayers.
I think the market is different, though. If you look at the Dota 2 cosplays, like a lot of the ones that were Manila were full body, full like face covering,
yeah,
everything.
And
so it makes sense for boys to, like, when boys do that. Like, I think it might be a market thing too. Like,
no, I totally get it. It's like a demographics thing, but. And they were telling us that instead of one person making the cosplay, it's like a team of like five people that get together and all make the cosplay, and then one of them wears it during the contest.
Right, and then they split the prize money.
They split
money
the prize
money,
so it's not just like one person making it; it's like a whole group of people putting all their effort into it. So I can see if five people are making one cosplay, it's gonna be pretty baller.
Right. Five people pooling their resources.
Yeah.
I mean, and the prize was pretty good, right? It's like 5,000 for first place.
Yeah, it was a nice
plus $500.
Plus $500
for
making it to
the
finals. Yeah.
Yeah.
So it was a nice prize pool. But yeah, Kevin was
a judge. That was
a
lot of fun.
And yeah.
And if you guys are ever curious.
Kind of stressful.
Yeah, if you look up what is it? Probably just Manila Dota 2 cosplay contest. The stream of it, the video of it, it's pretty cool. Like, the quality and the stuff.
Yeah, if you want to see some, yeah.
Yeah. But it's really different. I'm kind of surprised. Like, that's... So I hadn't been a judge before. So, like, we watched... I was watching it just to kind of, like, see what people were looking for and
it
whatnot.
Was a different setup, though.
Yeah, it was
they
a
were,
whole different
They were doing
setup.
It as, like, a live stream and, like, talking to the camera and, like, talking about, like, oh, they made the cosplay like this, and then giving their input on, like, the cosplay judges were giving their input on, like, how they would make it and how they probably went about it. And it was, like, way more in-depth. What Kevin did was him and the two other judges were just on this, like,
platform.
A raised platform thing, and then the cosplayers would walk out on the stage in front of everybody in the key arena, which is huge. Like, there were so many people in there, and then you guys would just judge, like, write down numbers, wasn't it?
It was based on, like, yeah, what they did on stage. It was really brief. I mean,
it's in one of our vlogs as well.
Yeah,
I think it's called, like, Kevin Judges People or something.
Yeah, that's one. That's one. But yeah, it was. Very different. And I mean, it was kind of surprising because this was the event that we judged was the International 2016,
mm-hmm.
For those who follow Dota a lot. Anyway, and it was a full day. I don't know. It was put together really fast, too. They didn't intend initially, Valve didn't intend to have a cosplay contest.
They kind of asked them to do it
last minute.
And so these people had to, like, last minute, like 2 weeks before the International, like, plan this whole thing. And it went very smoothly, I will say. Like,
Didn't tell you it was planned in 2 weeks,
you probably would have been like, okay. It wasn't as epic as the Manila one, but for 2 weeks and like.
And this, so that means these people were already working on a Dota cosplay or had one done already.
Yeah, all the people that entered already had theirs ready to go and were willing to just be like, I'm going to sign up in this short of notice, you know? But they didn't have to do anything special necessarily. Like, they went in for pre-judging a day before, so so the judges could see like the costumes and stuff like
up close.
And then they did the in front of everybody the next day. So,
But it was cool.
I don't know. It was kind of cool seeing the back, like me seeing like the backstage, because I got to go with Kevin all the way up until he did his judging. So we got to go like backstage and like hang out and kind of see how it was run and like see how they were gonna like do stuff and I don't know. They really rushed you guys though in terms of judging, like. They wanted the judges to have the answer like immediately after the person stepped off that stage.
Well, I think if we had microphones, it would have been okay too. But the fact that we had to write stuff down and pass like a note card from us that were like we were up in the second floor of
Like if one of you guys could announce the winner, it would have been better.
Well, but they had a
runner in between the judges and the people emceeing the event, and it was kind of far away.
Yeah.
And they were under a very short time constraint.
Yeah.
So when they were done, they were all trying to calculate the scores of everybody, and the runner guy was like, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on. It was just like, calm down,
Holly's telling what she saw, and that's exactly
what happened. That's what I saw. I could see it.
She could see the body motion.
On the video screen, they were like filming the judges, and I could just see the guy's body language, and I was like, geez.
Yeah.
And then Kevin confirmed the story.
Yeah. Well, they gave us microphones. They're like, oh, we thought you were talking, so there's 3 microphones here if you guys want to talk.
You should have just started talking.
Well, yo. I don't know if I would have had anything useful to say other than that girl.
No. The one in the black thingy? Yeah, she's the winner. That's what you would have sounded like, probably.
Yeah, that's probably what I would, yeah. Though it's not my strong point. I don't know all the
There were great cosplays there. It was pretty cool. But, you know, Reddit being Reddit, they were like, oh, in the Manila one, it was like, guys, how come there was one guy in the finals? And it was, even though they told us that when they were telling us backstage before the event even started, they were like, yeah, in Manila, it was all guys. And then here, there was like 2 guys that signed up for the contest, like in general.
Yeah.
And, you know, once you narrow it down to the top 10, there was only one guy left.
One guy left.
So, that's just the way it is in different places.
Different areas, yeah. Yeah, but it was cool overall.
Yeah, I had a good time.
Yeah, I had a really good time, and we got to see a lot of backstage stuff. And on the scale that Dota was at, you know,
it's a pretty efficiently run thing.
Yeah,
I don't know.
It blew me away that they had all the different languages. Like they had identical stages, and they had like an English one. They had a Russian
or
one.
Something.
They had a Chinese one, and it was like sportscasters
dubbed over. Each stream, you could walk by TV screens and watch the different language one, the streams.
Right, it's not dubbed. It was literally a whole production with different people hosts. It was crazy. It was crazy.
Yeah,
I guess it's popular. Yeah, it's popular. It's a super popular game. So.
Yeah. I'm glad you got to do that.
Yeah, so
it was fun. I found a cosplay tip today.
Cosplay tip of the day.
Tip.
Just the tip. Wait, we used to have a segment
called Just the Tip.
What was that about?
It was kind of like a pre-podcast. Remember we used to film it at my old work?
Yeah, I remember.
And we used to have like a little show. You can find this in the depths of our YouTube, by the way.
Yeah.
I can't remember what it was called. This Week in Cosplay, yes. It was basically a podcast.
It was a podcast before the podcast.
Except we would like stand and then like clips. We'd like clip it and it would be But we had a segment called Just the Tip.
Yeah, we did. We did. Mm. I swear we did.
or we planned.
I mean, that was what, 5 years ago?
No.
4 years ago?
Yes.
Fine.
I mean, close.
Yeah. Anyway.
Okay.
This week's tip.
So this week, this is not a weekly thing.
Oh.
This is when I can find them. You know, I'm sure you've seen it like on people. Sometimes, especially if you have a shorter wig, like your hair will peek out kind of by your ears, where like my hair doesn't now. Like you have a lot of like your hair
baby
comes
hairs
forward by your earlobe, so like the wig can't cover it all the time sometimes, especially if you have a shorter wig, like your hair will kind of, like your baby hairs will kind of stick out. And it's hard, especially if you have like dark hair and you have like a blonde wig or a really light colored wig, like it stands out a lot. So this person I saw that had a way to do it was to take like a glue stick and then just like lightly put it on your skin and then press the wig hairs that are that would cover that area just lightly, and it'll like kind of stick to your face. And then at the end of the day when you're ready to take it off, you whoosh your fingers around in warm water and then like slowly like separate it.
Interesting.
And detach yourself from the wig and take it off and feel the freedom that is taking off your wig. I thought it was a good tip. I don't know how well it works. I mean, I kind of want to try it, but I think it's best for shorter wigs because, like, the way I saw it, it was like a, you know, it was like a layered chunk that was just pressed. I think if you did it with like long hair, it'd be weird if there was like this one
it'd be stuck
chunk
and then the
of
rest
hair
would
just
flow.
Like stuck on your head.
Yeah.
But yeah, I've seen it. You know, I've experienced it, and I've seen it happen with people where just the side hairs will poke out. You know, it can be hard to wrangle all that hair in there.
Yeah.
Especially when it's not the part that fits under the wig cap either. It's kind of before the wig cap.
Yeah, yeah.
So I thought it was a good idea. It's I don't know tip. How well glue sticks to skin, but it seems pretty legit. So
I think it'd be fine.
Yeah. I don't know. Good I don't tip. Know. I'm sure there's people use other ways to attach, make it so it doesn't come out, but yeah.
It's a good one.
Yeah.
Good job, Holly.
Woo! I liked it. It was unique.
Yeah.
Yeah. Also, right when we were about to film the podcast, my soda exploded, literally, all over the table.
Yeah.
In a huge puddle.
It's okay. You can just watch
today's vlog.
51.
I know not everyone's going to watch.
Vlog 52, and you can watch
I know not everyone's
mess.
Gonna watch the vlog, and that's okay. So I wanted to talk about it on here because I am holding it, and it's still frozen.
Yeah.
R.I.P. Dr. P.
Yeah.
All right.
I don't got anything else.
I know you didn't have anything. You talked about your
bicycle. Fine. Yeah. Apparently, I have nothing. Anyways,
yes. Thank you for joining us. We're still getting back in the swings of things in terms of podcasts, but we are back now for reals. Thank you for those who have stuck with us through the non-podcastiness. I know we got a couple emails and a couple comments asking about the podcast.
Yes.
And so we're sorry, truly, but we are back and we love you. So don't forget to go to elitecosplay.com/shop and get your super cool cutie t-shirts because they are awesome. And I get compliments on them. Legit. All right.
All right.
Bye.
Goodbye.